The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Match day programme synonymous with going out to a game in person, along with three bars for a pound and dodgy felt caps for people of a certain age. But apparently, much like the three bars for a pound, they're not going to be around for much longer. More and more grounds are phasing them out and teams printing less of them. Indeed, those that still do. Eoin O'Riordan is with me, the Labour MEP. Eoin, do you collect match day programmes?
I do. Unfortunately, it's one of a number of things I can collect, including match jerseys and footballs and boots and all the rest. But I have found, though, when you follow Ireland abroad, it's less likely now to pick up a programme in a foreign stadium. Often they're digital ones, available to fans, but it's not the same. As a child, you might know yourself, going to a game, getting the souvenir programme was a huge part of the experience. Even going to Downside Road there on Sunday, you see people on the dark, kids, maybe their first game, getting the programme, familiarising themselves with the names, being part of that whole experience, it's a huge part of it. But I can appreciate, particularly from a League of Ireland perspective, and Shells, for example, don't do programmes anymore, even though my own club Bowls do. It is an expense, it's an overhead, you're trying to lessen that. But I know what Bowls have done in the more recent past, that they have maybe a programme for every two home games. So if you're playing Derry or playing Pats, they might have the same programme for two games. But I suppose, being a romantic when it comes to sports and being a fan, it is something that you do enjoy. And looking back to my own collection, I can remember going to games with my dad. It was a particularly rainy day. It was a Dubs match. The programme was sodden, and the pages stick together, and it's all part of the memory, you know. But in recent times, it's been easier, I suppose, to track the players. When I started going to games, you wouldn't know what player had what number, and you were supposed to fill it in, particularly in a soccer program. Now the players have squad numbers, and so that little bit of joy of taking out the bookies pencil and penciling it in is gone. But look, I suppose it's part of the joy, the romance, the experience, yeah, particularly for children of going to a game. If they were to go, look, I can understand from a League of Ireland perspective, you have your overheads. It's probably the easiest thing to get rid of, but I do have a romantic attachment to them, yeah.
Have you a favourite programme in your collection?
I have one that I was mentioned in. I was a programme seller at Daily Mill Park in the early 90s, and I got myself and all the other programme sellers were mentioned. And also I got a mention in the Europa League final one there, because they managed to mention a couple of things to do if you're a football fan in Dublin, and one of them was the football walking tour that myself and Gary Cook were on, or that we do together. That was mentioned.
Does the ego of politicians know no bounds that your two favourite programmes are the one you're mentioned in?
I suppose it will be probably the first game I went with my dad, the Art of Pacific, I'll always cherish that one. Yeah.
Ah, yeah, that's a nice one. Roddy Collins is with us as well. Former manager, football manager, of course. Roddy,
will you? Eoin's bringing tears to my eyes there. It's so sentimental. But I can understand it. Yeah.
Would you be sorry to see him go?
Yeah. I'd be an old sentimental as well. But mine mainly were participating in these games, whether it was a player or as a manager. And I would have a different perspective on it, because, as a player, you go, you know, and like the ego of a politician, it was the same as a footballer, to see a name and to see the opinions of other, especially away grounds, what they would say about you or not. And it was just that thing in print. I'm still an old dinosaur. I buy a Star newspaper every single day, and I can read it on the phone, but it's just my vintage. But the programme for me was part of the experience. Like, I remember going to Old Trafford, going to Celtic Park, and you'd be getting 10 programmes, people, you know, bringing them home. And then there was the opportunity now and again to get them signed, and you got the opportunity to be pressed. So it was part of the experience. And, yeah, it was enjoyable. And even the atmosphere leading up to the ground, to see programme sellers selling and that, it was part of the whole experience of going to a game. And I can understand, as Eoin says, you know, it's not financially viable now, but it's unfortunate.
When you were managing, Roddy, the kind of most recent stints, was it viable? Like, the businesses that were printing the programmes, was there much money in it for him? I'm conscious, no, like, it's mostly ads in them.
Yeah, there was never much money. It was basically used for the advertisement that gets printed out. But from a manager's point of view, I loved the programme, particularly for the home game, because, you know, we used to put one on the seat of every player on the bench before he gets stripped. I'd start my motivation within the programme notes. I would start my undermining of the opposition in the programme notes. And I would always make sure the opposition got a programme each on their bench, because when they read it before, I was hoping that I'd have them rattling in their boots before they even get out the pitch. And I was hoping my players were so motivated that I didn't have to waste my breath when I was talking. And that was 100% part of it. And you could speak to the supporters as well. So, like, there was, you know, a lot of stuff in it that was very, very important to me as a manager that would be missing now, you know.
Aon, it strikes me as well, the other thing you lose, and I wouldn't go to many League of Ireland games, I go to lots of GAA matches, and I'm sure it's the same thing, that there'll always be a little article in there. And maybe back in the day there might be a few, but these days you'll get one. But it might be because, you know, if, I don't know, Bows and Rovers are playing, it might be the 50th anniversary of some famous game between the two, and there'll be an article written about that. You get those, they're lovely little stories to read at halftime.
Well, it's also proof you were there. I mean, it's like the story of Zinedine Zidane playing against Bowes for Bordeaux in the early 90s in the UEFA Cup game, you know, and he's listed and what's said about him. If you go back to Ireland programmes in the late 70s where Maradona plays in Lansdowne Road, he can prove it because he's listed there and what they're saying about him, promising young players. It's a fascinating sort of piece of history. And also the ads that are placed in there and what they're saying. You know, the things that are available, you know, old ads that wouldn't be in programmes today for cigarettes, etc. So it's just it's a little bit of sort of a time capsule, if you would, of the time that was. Even the price of the thing can be interesting as well. But I think it's interesting listening to Roddy there. I find older players, if I'm talking to them, they don't have the same romantic attachments to jerseys that I might have, because, you know, a jersey for a fan is such a magical thing that a player wears. But they do have more attachment to the program, because if I have in my collection, I sometimes give them to older players who mightn't have them from games they played in. It's a magnificent memory for them, because, you know, that they can remember the players that they played against, the players that they're playing beside, you know, and it really triggers things for them. And I just, as I mentioned, my football walking tour, which I do, it's amazing the number of older people who come on the tour, and football memories of going to games with children, like the QCR program, it almost brings back that load of memories that they have of what it felt like as a child with this piece of paper in their hand going to the game. Right. And that's the magic, I think, that we have to always preserve when it comes to football, the magic of that collective experience.
Yeah. Roddy?
Can I tell you a story about jersey on?
Go on.
And the magic of having the opposition jersey. I played for the hometown in the European Cup against Standard Liège, and the centre-half asked me to swap at the end of the game, and he was like a gladiator when he stripped off, chiseled out on the marble. I had a body with no definition. I was off a scaffolding on a different suit on the Monday. Anyway, I obliged, went back to the dressing room, sat down, Tullock kind of went through it. He said to me, "Where'd you get that jersey?" I swapped it. He asked me, "Go in and get that back. We need it for Sunday." And that is a true story. That's an absolute true story. So there you go. So I couldn't even get a jersey when I played in Europe. Don't mind an away program. Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Roddy, listen, great to talk to you as always.
No,
Roddy Collins.
I'm not finished. Aon, I'm raging. Your favourite game wasn't Sanctuary, the San Siro Massacre. I'm raging with you on that.
Right, you can take that. You can take that up yourselves afterwards. Aon O'Riordan is a Labour MEP. Roddy Collins, former manager. Roddy and Aon, thanks a million. One of our listeners taking me up on something. Kieran, you'd be lucky to get one chocolate bar for £3 these days. That's three for a euro or a pound. I bought a Snickers Duo for €3.50 in Nolan Park recently. Well, a Snickers Duo is two bars, let's be honest. Anyway.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.